sculpture. May would notice me if I stood here like this. Apart from those few times when she was out working for the wig company, she was always at home, keeping watch over the alley from her room, or while sunbathing in the yard. But I saw no sign of May Kasahara. There was not a cloud in the sky. The summer sunlight was roasting the back of my neck. The heavy smell of grass rose from the ground, invading my lungs. I stared at the bird statue and tried to think about the stories my uncle had recently told me of the fates of those who had lived in this house. But all I could think of was the sea, cold and blue. I took several long, deep breaths. I looked at my watch. I was ready to give up for the day when May Kasahara finally came out. She ambled slowly through her yard to where I stood. She wore denim shorts, a blue aloha shirt, and red thongs. Standing before me, she seemed to be smiling through her sunglasses.
"Hello there, Mr. Wind-Up Bird. Find your cat, Noboru Wataya?"
"Not yet," I said. "What took you so long to come out today?" She thrust her hands into her hip pockets and looked all around, amused.
"Look, Mr. Wind-Up Bird, I may have a lot of free time, but I don't live to stand guard over this alley for morning to night. I have some things to keep me busy. But anyhow, I'm sorry. Were you waiting long?"
"Not so long. I got hot standing out here." May Kasahara stared hard at my face, then wrinkled her eyebrows.
"What's wrong, Mr. Wind-Up Bird? You look terrible, like somebody who's just been dug up out of the ground. Better come over here and rest in the shade for a while."
She took me by the hand and led me into her yard. There she moved a canvas deck chair into the shade of the oak tree and sat me down on it. The thick green branches cast cool shadows that had the fragrance of life.
"Don't worry. There's nobody here, as usual," she said. "You don't have to be the least bit concerned. Take your time. Stop thinking and relax."
"I do have one favor to ask you," I said.
"Try me,"
she said. "I want you to make a call for me." Taking out a notepad and pen, I wrote down the number of Kumiko's office. Then I tore off the page and handed it to her. The little vinyl-covered notepad was warm and damp with sweat. "All I want you to do is call this place and ask if Kumiko Okada is there, and if she's not, ask if she came to work yesterday." May Kasahara took the paper and looked at it with pursed lips. Then she looked at me.
"Fine, I'll take care of it. You must empty your head and get horizontal. You are not allowed to move. I'll be right back."
Once she was gone, I stretched out and closed my eyes as ordered. I was soaked with sweat from head to foot. Trying to think, I felt a throbbing deep in my head, and I seemed to have a lump of string in the pit of my stomach. Every once in a while, a hint of nausea came over me. The neighborhood was absolutely silent. It suddenly occurred to me that I had not heard the wind-up bird for quite some time. When had I last heard it? Probably 4 or 5 days ago, but I wasn't certain. By the time I noticed, its cry had been missing too long to tell. Maybe it was a migratory bird. Come to think of it, we had started hearing it about a month before, and for a time the wind-up bird had continued each day to wind the spring of our little world. That had been the wind-up bird season. After 10 minutes, May Kasahara came back. She handed me a large glass. Ice clinked when I took it. The sound seemed to reach me from a distant world. There were several gates connecting that world with the place where I was, and I could hear the sound because they all just happened to be open at the moment. But this was strictly temporary. If even one of them closed, the sound would no longer reach my ears.
"Drink it," she said. "Lemon juice in water, it'll clear your head."
I managed to drink half and returned the glass to her. The cold water passed my throat and made its way down into my body, after which a violent wave of nausea overtook me. The decomposing lump of string in my stomach began to unravel and rise to the base of my throat. I closed my eyes and tried to let it pass. With my eyes closed,